Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's obviously a very touchy topic to talk about, but one that, you know, obviously I think that particularly within the context of, you know, Australian identity, is something that we should talk about. We shouldn't shy away from it.
It's definitely an issue that does need to be put out there. So to start off with, why is it, do you think, that Indigenous people like Gorey have begun to protest against aspects of the national anthem?
Well, I think it's a fair enough point to kind of to protest about it, because like Gorey would look at it and see that there's the actual national anthem really, when what it talks about is something that really a lot of Indigenous people can't connect with. I mean, the national anthem talks about, you know, how we have bountiful plains to share and all these wonderful people, like you can come across the seas and we have loads of space to share, and it doesn't recognise the fact that the land that was already there belonged to someone.
Nothing but bush all over again.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to, once again, that whole controversy around the whole Torra Nullius talk.
Yes.
The fact is that the land belonged to people, but it's but that's obviously just one aspect of it. Gorey, in the actual article that he wrote about on Junkie, this is kind of where it all started. He talked about in an article called "Why I Won't Be Standing for the National Anthem," where he basically said, and this is a quote. Quote, "The national anthem is a representation of our colonial history, and black deaths in custody are the impacts of our colonial history and the racism that continues to this day. We feel these impacts of colonialization and are constantly reminded of them through various representations of it, the flag, the anthem, the Southern Cross, and then we are asked to participate in it," unquote. So I can understand why, coming from his viewpoint, that this is something that he would outright go, "I cannot associate with this, because this is, in my way, this is not part of who I am as an Indigenous person. And this is, you know, this is something that is still very much in Australia." So I can understand why he would want to stand against it.
It is a really, really powerful statement there. What, I guess with the article you were mentioning before, what do you think the end goal was? What was Gorey trying to achieve with it?
Well, in the actual article, he provided a direct aim from this topic. He once again, referring to a quote from it, he argued for, quote, "a call to action for all players to show solidarity by not singing and taking a kneel during the national anthem this weekend at the NRL and AFL grand finals," unquote. So obviously the AFL and the NRL grand finals are really kind of pivotal moments. They're kind of seen, you know, once again, as an along with, you know, Australia Day and the Melbourne Cup Day, it's kind of seen as a big Australian event. So the action that he puts forward there is very much obviously a statement to say, hey, at this particular event on this particular day, showing this will get people talking about it. And I think it also kind of follows, you know, similar events have been happening outside of Australia, like for instance in America during the NFL season, there's been a lot of talk about this when San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick knelt during every single rendition of the Star Spangled Banner every time San Francisco played an NFL game. So it's a topic that still very much so is you know, it's obviously not just occurring within Australia, but it's now it branched out to here, and now that started in America originally, but now Gorey is going, hey, this is something that can also happen here. This is an important statement. I think what he's trying to achieve is very admirable and should be commended, particularly when it comes to talking about breaking down racial barriers.
And I do have to agree with you with the starting from America thing there. I mean, it was an absolutely polarising issue we've seen over in America, because I suppose as outsiders, we do see them as incredibly nationalistic and patriotic. But I guess, you know, seeing the reaction here, it kind of reminds us, I guess, hey, we're not all that different in the end. Mm. So I suppose, flicking back to Anthony Mundine for a second, he has always been very outspoken. Everybody sort of has an opinion of him, whether it's love him or hate him. In the end, do you think he was right to speak out about this?
Absolutely. I mean, we live in a free society, and we live in a society where you're allowed to express yourself. And I think Anthony Mundine has complete right to express this about himself, about this. He has complete right to talk about it. He has complete right to, you know, I mean, particularly as well, the fact he himself is also an Indigenous man. And he has been on the receiving end of some very bad offensive comments, some very bad offensive media responses. And I think he has a great point to raise about this, and I think it really much talks about kind of issues of racism in this country, because, you know, obviously whether we like it or not, racism is still very much a big issue in Australia today. You don't have to, I mean, last year or with all the, was it last year with the whole issue with Adam Goods?
I think that was an ongoing thing, but
it was. And I think, because Mundine has complete right to talk about this and say, hey, you know, this is something in our culture that we never bat an eyelid about, but it's kind of something that is still very much in plain sight. And it goes back to, you know, probably what we may talk about later, like Australia Day, how Indigenous people view that as Invasion Day. It's something that I think is very, like, I think it's something that should be talked about. And I think Mundine, whether you like him or whether you loathe him, I commend him for wanting to speak about it. And it's kind of interesting that a lot of people have been coming out against him saying, how do you have the right to comment about this, I think.
And just along following that line, I guess, you know, as you said, there has been a lot of very strong reactions to this, and a lot of it quite negative. What do you think that says about this topic as a whole?
I think it's, well, it, what's really surprised me is not necessarily just the negative comments, it's also the actual people who've been responding to it. I mean, there's a lot of, what surprised me is people from all of the all sport codes have come out and said, this is absolutely ridiculous. You know, the Australian basketball captain, Andrew Bogut, I think is how you pronounce it. He came out and he was against it. Sydney Swans player Lance Franklin came out and said he was against it. Former, you know, and Wendell Saylor, who was a former NRL player, and I think maybe a teammate of Mundine, came out against it. And I was quite surprised at the number of sports people who would say, hey, this is a sacred event. You can't do things like this. And that doesn't include also all the media people like Karl Stefanovic. Even Malcolm Turnbull has got in on this. It's been a very broad topic. But then again, at the same time, you know, I think the media response kind of has been extremely defensive of, once again, the whole ocean of national identity. You know, that all these days are an important part of Australian identity. But then again, the national anthem is a whole a view of Australian identity. And, you know, there's so many things on there that are not, that Indigenous people find very offensive and very disregarding. So I actually find the actual media scrutinisation of this whole topic to, once again, actually be reflective of the problems in the first place. And it's kind of a bit of a knee-jerk reaction for the media to be critical. I mean, these days the media is a very volatile place. So I think kind of the actual media scrutinisation of this topic really says a lot about, you know, what's like the actual problems that are actually still in Australia today.
Which I suppose it's a brilliant note to end it on. Not brilliant, I guess. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's an incredibly important issue and one that definitely does need to be talked about. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
It's all right. Thank you very much for having me.